page 172. Selfie culture.
And joining us now from Salford in the United Kingdom is author and journalist Will Storr. You can find an excerpt of his new book, Selfie, How We Became So Self-Obsessed and What It Is Doing to Us, at our website at onpointradio.org. So how does the digital age feed and amplify this drive for perfectionism, which is ultimately sort of self-destructive, as you argue?
Well, there's a number of different kind of routes into it, really. And I think one of the kind of fundamental things that you need to know about how the brain kind of works out how we're doing in our social world. Like, we're a hyper-social species, so we are obsessed with our social standing. Our brains are very concerned about how we measure up compared to other people, and that's what we do. We compare ourselves to the people around us, and of course on social media, one of the things we do, psychologists call it perfectionist presentation. We present our the most perfect moments from our perfect lives on social media,
right?
And the kind of the toxic thing about this is that even if we know consciously that, oh, that's just someone putting their perfect holiday day or their perfect breakfast on Instagram, we know that consciously, but unconsciously it still matters. And we're also, you know, back in the day, there was an understanding that Hollywood celebrities. They were like a different breed of human to the rest of us. But because kind of post-reality TV, post kind of Kardashians on Instagram, you know, we're flicking through Instagram and there's Jennifer Lawrence and there's Kim Kardashian. Oh, look, and there's me in my, you know, swimming costume. So we're constantly, you know, we're constantly, there's this pressure. Like, people feel like they have to look and behave like celebrities these days.
Copyright WBUR.